You horrible son of a bitch. Oh, sorry, we're on air. Right, hello, Solo Man here. Now, this is a morning in the UK where I am. I don't normally make a video in the morning because my brain isn't quite awake enough. So why are femmes of today finding it hard to find a man? But surely us real men, know why, don't we? The modern femmes of today not only looks disgusting, they act disgusting. They're quite vile people, aren't they? And when I see them being really disgusting, I think they can't get worse than that. And they do, don't they? But it's not just the way they act disgusting and look disgusting. It's the way they treat men. They seem to have no respect for men at all. And so therefore, men have no respect for them. We were always led to believe that femmes are the ones that have all the feelings, the emotions, the caring ones. But that doesn't seem to be the case, at least what I think anyway. Sure, they have quick feelings that happen real quick and then it's over. There's no depth to them at all. But men feel on a far deeper level, I think. That's why, like, say a man's been married for 15 years and then she wants a divorce. And he spent the last 15 years caring for her, doing whatever she wants to do, trying to keep her happy, fixing the house, trying to make a home. Never once has he played around. Oh, there was once he almost did, but he never did. But that makes no difference to the femme. She wants a new man, so they go to divorce court, and she rakes him through the coals, of course, lying about him, saying he was an abusive, controlling husband. The usual, you know. And unfortunately, it's only then that he realizes all his life with her was a lie. She obviously was just play-acting. And the reason why men take it harder in divorce is because of the one word, betrayal. A man feels betrayed by the femme. She's met him, she's got in close, closer than any man could ever be. And then she's stabbed him in the back. And it takes a while for a man to get over that betrayal. And of course, femmes are so sweet, they will use any children out of the marriage to turn against him. Then she'll have no qualms about lying to the children to make out you are an actually evil person. When unfortunately, a lot of femmes, modern femmes, have become evil themselves. And of course, femmes haven't changed, at least in my mind. Femmes have always deceived men and lied to them and used them. Have they really respected them? Occasionally. The modern femme thinks that if they have nice pair of breasts or body or full makeup on, then men will want them. Although the femme has a disgusting, selfish, self-centered personality and is not a very nice human being, really, men obviously are so dumb and so sexually orientated, that's enough. Well, maybe for a pump and dump. The modern femme of today treats men like a utility. They really do think that men are as dumb as a plank. And yet the only thing that I see who's dumb as a plank is the femmes. They can't see the forest for the trees. And I think there's a lot of men out there have no idea what MGTOW is. But they have become MGTOW and don't even know it. And who can blame them with the state of the femmes in society today? Of course, young men are looking for sex. We are sexual animals, after all. But they also want a partner in life, a soulmate, a human being. But there don't seem to be too many human being femmes around, is there? And the worst thing that turns men off is some femmes can be quite attractive, at least outwardly, but as a human being and their personality is damn entitled horrible, isn't it? Obnoxious, actually, is the word, isn't it? Femmes don't seem to understand when a man buys a car or a truck. Oh yeah, I do like trucks. It has to look good outside, but he also looks under the hood. This is just what I think. I think femmes have destroyed their reputation. They want everything and prepared to give nothing. Femmes are used nowadays for sexual objects more than ever before. And that's because they act like sexual objects themselves. There's going to be a lot of cat ladies, I think. They will be alone as they get older and lose their looks. And if that's not a problem for them, that's fine. Men will fare quite well, I think. They like solitude. I myself have no time for the modern, self-entitled femmes, and avoid them wherever possible. I find them loud, arrogant, and classless. And most of them aren't even attractive anymore, outwardly or inwardly. And a lot of them, even the young ones, are already clapped out and burning oil. Femmes throughout history have always charged men for the privilege. But they become so greedy and entitled, they've outpriced themselves from the market. And when you think about it, even with the chaos and mess and lies and deceit that the femmes are creating everywhere, men are still the ones keeping the world running. I mean, we are men after all, and that's what we do. You have a good day, guys. Hey, why don't you take some time off? You've earned it.